ख्वाबों की नगरी हकीकत बनाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं खुद के होने की पहेली सुलझाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं कदमों में जमा जो थका चैन की नींद आती वहां कदमों में जमा जो थका चैन की नींद आती वहां इतनी सुहानी बना होना पुरानी तेरी दास्तां
Day 7 of this 21 days retreat. So today's special effort. In 1 second, I become an embodiment of the power of silence. A concentrated mind and a concentrated intellect. Throughout the day, I take a second every now and again and practice this. So what is the most important thing? Practice, practice and practice. Nothing can beat practice. No matter how much theory you have got, no matter how many lectures you have delivered or listened, how many books you have read, how many years you have been into this knowledge. But if you aren't practicing, it amounts to nothing. So the most important parameter, the most important factor, the most important barometer of spiritual progress is practice, practice and practice. If you know the theory, but if you aren't practicing, then you might be good in giving that knowledge to others, but then you yourself will not be benefited much. So, Baba is talking in terms of seconds. He doesn't tell, do it in 1 minute, 5 minute, 10 minutes, 1 hour. Just imagine, for 1 second, how much practice you need. Suddenly you cannot reach 1 second. Sometimes earlier in your initial stages, maybe one requires 1 hour. And then gradually he starts doing that 1 hour job in 30 minutes. Then over a long practice, you start doing it in 15 minutes, then 10 minutes. And then suddenly you amaze the world when you start doing it in an extraordinary less time. You yourself had never imagined that such a stage can even come. So that reaching that 1 second is a target. So you have to start with little gross. Increasing, decreasing the time. Suddenly it may not happen. But we have to start doing it. As soon as I have a thought of silence, I become an embodiment of that. I don't need time for this. I simply practice it for a second. So practicing, practicing and practicing. In one day you don't learn to ride a bicycle. You take time. One day you never learn to do anything. You take time. Any physical exercise, any physical practice, it takes time. Any skill. Do you learn to start typing in one day? No, it takes time. These fingers, they should know. This is A, this is B, this is what, this is what. So, even with closed eyes, their finger know. The fingers become eyes. There are eyes in these fingers. So they know. They can close the eyes and they start type. And they type very fast. So how this is done? But it's the same person if he is coming for the first time. If there is a typing institution. First day you have to just see. Where is A? be, then see. And those who are experts, they do like the tuck, 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 very fast. So how that has come? With practice. Anything, everything will come to you with practice. So multiple things we have to do in 1 second. What are those things? Take the mind to Paramdham in 1 second. Touch Shivbaba and come back. These are one of different things which you can do. Throughout the day we have to do this in 1 second. But first thing is, I must know that I have to do this throughout the day. There should be a goal that I have to do multiple exercises throughout the day. 1 second exercises. What all things which can be done in 1 second? First, go to Paramdham, touch Shivbaba and come back. This is a beautiful exercise. So let's do it in 1 second. Touch him and just come back. You may not, first, as I said, don't do it in 1 second. Let us do it in little more time. That we drop this body down and the soul is going up, 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 and then touching him and coming back. So initial practice might take 5 minutes, where you drop the body, then you cross the earth, then you cross 5 elements, you reach subtle world, you cross subtle world, and you even go ahead, you reach Paramdham, and then you navigate through souls, and then he is sitting here, and then you just touch him, and then while coming also, slowly, slowly, you are coming back. So first, 3 times, do it very slowly, and 4th and 5th time, do it fast, start. Touch him, take all the powers and come back. Start again, 2nd time. Touched him, took all the powers, come back. Again. Touched him. Back again. Now go fast. Just touch him and come back in 1 second. Last time. Back again. So this is a simple exercises. These are the simple exercises which you can do throughout the day. But just as we did it 5 times, so there should be a target that I will do it 5 times. First 3 times slow and 2 times fast. So you can create any target, but do it in this manner that I have to do it this exercise 5 times. 5 times I'll go to Paramdham and come back. Then how you want to do? You want to do every exercise in 1 second, it is fine. But initially, sometimes give time. See that mind understands what it has to do. Because mind is, you know, very tricky. It deceives you. You can't just trust. It deceives. So this is 1 exercise. 2nd, go to the subtle world. 5 times, going to the subtle world, coming back. What you will do? Avyakta form of Brahma. Bab Dada is there. So just going, taking drishti and coming back. Going, taking drishti, coming back. Going, taking drishti and coming back. Either drishti or blessing, he is giving you tilak, or he is holding your hand, or he is giving you power through his forehead. So taking power through the forehead or purity through the eyes, or he is applying a tilak of victory, of conquest, whatever. Just do and come back. But do the same activity. Don't keep on changing it. Otherwise, mind will deceive you. It tricks. So just doing the same activity. So let's go to Sukshma Vatan, subtle world, 5 times. First 3 times very slowly and the last 2 times very fast. Going there, just taking drishti and coming back. Start. Taking drishti and coming back. Second time. Taking drishti and coming back. Taking drishti and coming back. Now go very fast, 4th time. Take drishti and come back fast. 5th time, last time. Reaching subtle world. Took drishti and came back. Om Shanti. So you can go to subtle world multiple times throughout the day, just in 1 second. Third is, you can enter golden age. What you will do in golden age? Trip, we had seen. Take a ride and come back. This is one thing. What else? Golden age, what else can be done? See nature and come back. What else? Go there, eat, have your lunch and come back. Along with deities. When you are eating, just go enter into golden age and see what they are eating at the same time. Kasi and come back. What else? Hello, we are about to come. Everything is all right? Keep the rooms ready. Everything you have to check, no? Before guests are coming. So room should be ready. Lights, everything. Just go and check if everything is all right. Or you can book your palace. Not room. Palace. One palace for each one of them. So one palace, just go and see, things are going on, construction, everything is on nicely. So you can just have a look, peep into golden age, different times, so golden age. What else in 1 second? Yeah, sit on the throne and come back. Or see how are your subjects, if everything is all right, go and draw something and come back. He's busy in drawing. So you can have look and come back. So this is also can be done in 1 second. Then what else in 1 second? This is golden age. Then go to the copper age. You have so many 5 forms in copper age. What are those 5 forms of copper age? First, you are a devotee. You are lost in the worship of God. You are just chanting His name. That ecstasy, that joy, that elation, that happiness. You are not aware of the world. You are totally lost in Him. So that is one form. Second form in copper age, you are a yogi. You are a tapasvi, lost in the woods, in the forest, all alone doing tapasya. Or you are those seer, those rishis who are writing scriptures. So that is your second form of copper age. Third form, you are? You are a king. You are a king. That is your third form of copper age. You are a king. You are handling everything. Your administration is so perfect. So there is a justice in your kingdom. You see that everything is going on in a proper manner in your kingdom. There is no injustice, no corruption, nothing. Everything is perfect. So that is your third form of copper age. Fourth form, worship worthy. You are a statue, you are a murti, you are worship worthy, you are Ganesh, you are Hanuman, you are all those goddesses. They all are your form. So that is your fourth form of copper age. And fifth form, vices, you are falling down. Still now you are a deity and now you are entered into the leftist path, Vam Marg. And then gradually you are falling, or you can imagine how I have started wandering here. In search, downfall. There is a rise and now there is a fall. Now there is a fall. Now till now there was this barrier, there was no body consciousness. Now the body consciousness has entered. And then you are getting attracted toward vices and all. You can end here, this four. And then gradually suddenly you reach confluence age and here you got God. And you can begin, continue your yoga journey. So this is how, in 1 second. 1 second see yourself as king. 1 second see yourself as a worshiper, the deity. 1 second see yourself as a yogi who is lost in tapasya. 1 second see yourself as a devotee who is lost in the worship of God, who is chanting Navadha Bhakti. What are those Navadha Bhaktis? 9 types of devotion. First is Shravanam. Shravanam means you listen to the glories of God. Shravanam means you are listening to the glories, you enjoy listening to his katha, his stories, his leelas and everything. Second is Kirtanam. You sing his glories. You love chanting. So that is the second type of bhakti. The third type of bhakti is Smaranam. You remember and you enjoy. Oh, so nice. The fourth type of bhakti is Padasevanam. Means you serve him. You are working in a temple or you are working in some ashram. You love to be a part of the devotional services. You can do any service. You are doing any service. So that is the fourth type of bhakti. The fifth type is Archanam. Sixth type is Vandanam. So these are the different two types, Archanam and Vandanam. In detail, the difference, what is Archanam and Vandanam? What is Archana and what is Vandana? Archana. Offer flowers, that is Archanam. Vandanam is praying. So Archanam and Vandanam, that is another form of bhakti. What are the seventh form of bhakti? Eighth? Not seven. Then next? No. I am asking, these are the 9 types of bhaktis. Archanam, Vandanam, then? That is first and second, done already. Coming late. Chanting is Kirtanam. You already done Kirtan. What else? Samarpanam is the last type of, 9th type of bhakti, Atmanivedanam. That is known as Atmanivedanam. That is the ultimate and the last. Sakhyam, right. That is the 8th form of bhakti, 7th form. Sakhyam and 7th and 8th. 8th is Dasya. Sakhya means you are, he is your friend. Like Sudama and Krishna, they show. And Dasyam, like Hanuman and Ram. These are the two. And the last is Atmanivedanam, total surrender. These are the 9 types of bhaktis. They are known as Navadha Bhakti in the path of devotion. So you imagine that you are doing all the Navadha Bhaktis. Dasa and Udas. The devotees feel that I am not just the servant. I am the servant of his servant. Dasa and Udas. So these are all our different forms that we had assumed during the corporage. So in 1 second, feel that you are a devotee and come back. In 1 second, feel that you are a king and come back. 1 second, feel that you are a yogi, a sannyasi, a tapasvi, an ascetic who is doing austerities in the jungle. So that is one form. So this is one. Then in 1 second, feel that you are an angel. And go over all the 5 continents. Go over Europe, go over America, go over Australia, go over Africa, Asia. You can go even over Antarctica. Nobody is there. So you can just see what is happening there. Only those, some researchers, doing some researches there and finding some life or something there. So be an angel and give sakash to different countries, one. Be an angel and go to different centers, Brahma Kumaris, all different centers and see what all things are going on. What you will do there? You can even go to different planets, or you can give sakash to sun, to moon, to stars, to planets. You can do this stuff. This is a good job. Just go there and do all these things and come back. So throughout the day, do all these things. So I am an angel. I am a Brahmin, come back to Confluence Age. So I am sitting in the Om Shanti Bhavan and listening Murli. Or make a trip to Four Dham, to four pilgrimage places. Go to the Shanti Dham. And what you will do there? Shanti Stamp. And what you will do there? Take the power. What else? This is the Shanti Stamp. Take movement, perambulation, parikrama. Move around. There is a Gyan written, there is a Shanti written. That Shanti is entering where? Every day assume different organ. When you stand in front of Shanti Stam, feel that Shanti is entering my ears, eyes. When you move on the other side, there is a Gyan written. Now feel that Gyan is entering my mouth. When you move on the other side, there is a Shakti written. Feel that Shakti is entering my muscles. Or anything. When this side, purity. Feel that purity is entering my heart. So this is one day. Next day, change it. Keep on changing every day. Don't repeat. 7 days, seven different things. Take different organs of the body. If there is a knee pain, the power is entering and entering my knees and pain is gone. This is in yoga. Purity. Purity is entering my ears, eyes, and I am becoming pure. So you can do any permutations and any combination, but it should be new. Don't keep on repeating the same thing again and again and again, because mind doesn't like repetitions. It wants new things. So this is one thing. So throughout the day, we have to do this practice today. Okay. And one more thing. Today is what? Thursday. So tomorrow is fasting. Fasting day. Friday is a fasting day. International fasting day. Everybody does. There's a group where Friday is the international day. Friday, tomorrow, not today. This is tomorrow. Tomorrow is the fasting day. So you can begin with those who have zero experience of fasting, just raise the hand. Those who have never done fasting ever in their life. Ever. So there are many people like this who have never done. But as you become expert, or as you go, your experience, gradually you start. What are the spiritual benefits? First, soul cleansing. Soul becomes clean. Second, you become very close to God. And then you start listening His voice. You start understanding His voice. Then power increases. Energy increases. Time is not wasted. Money is saved. Healing power increases. If you are having a pain and it is not getting okay, just give up everything and just watch. The healing will go very fasting. So healing will increase. It's autophagy. Autophagy will occur. Autophagy means fast healing. So longevity will increase. 100 other things will happen. So today, the time is 12 UK hours. So Indian timing is 5:30 PM. Indian timing is 5:30 PM. So fast starts at 5:30 PM. Whatever you want to eat, eat before 5:30 today, evening. And now, usually we do it for 36 hours, but to start with, in this group, you can start with 18 hours. Okay? But those who are used and those who are already doing, so they will continue for 5:30 till tomorrow evening 5:30. So, for them, there are two types. Dry fast means no food, no water. That's very simple. But those who can't do, they can go for juice. After 5:30 till next day 5:30. They can go for juice, or if you can't do 24 hours, do it at least 18 hours till 12 noon. Just as we did yesterday. Still 12 noon. That's very simple. Because then you will become more powerful. Your mind will become clean. Clear. Detox will happen. Emotional detox will happen. Clarity will increase. If you read something, you will just grasp it at one go. I have seen that when I am on the 40th hours of fasting, 40 hours, the grasping power increases to an extraordinary, you reach a next level. You become a superhuman. You reach a next level because all the clutter is gone. The body cleans. Total cleansing of the body has happened. There's nothing, no dirt in the body. You feel as if so pure, so clean. How many hours you had done? 60 hours. No food, no hour, no food. That is the highest. 60 hours. But after that, when you come back to the world, you don't want to come back. You remain in the soul world. Body is not there, only that experience. So at least do it for 18 hours. Okay? So 5:30 it will start today or 6 o'clock. And today evening. Today is Thursday, no? But we will start here in this group, 5:30. We will be starting and we will go up till next day. Okay? Till 12 noon. Those who can't do, go for water fasting. Take water multiple times and hydrate yourself good today. Those who can't do, go for coconut. Those who can't do, they can go for juice. But I think these are very difficult. Because once you eat something, you feel like to eat. And when you have a thought that I don't have to eat, that becomes very simple. So dry fasting is always simple. Dry means nirjala, nothing, no food, no water. It's very simple. No need of water at all. You can go on for a long time. Water, why you need, you know? If after eating you want to drink water, probably you have eaten wrong diet. Why water is needed? Because you have taken salt inside. That's why water is needed. You have taken condiments, masala inside. That's why salt is water is needed. Otherwise, you don't need water. I was out for one week. 10 days I was out somewhere. In that 10 days, I drank just one bottle of water. I don't feel thirsty at all. Thirst comes only when you take salt, then the thirst comes. Condiments you take, then the thirst comes. Process you take, then the thirst comes. Otherwise, there is no thirst. Because body has everything. You take water from all the fruits and all the vegetables. You keep on drinking fruits. You're eating fruits, so you don't feel thirst. Thirst is thing which is needed. You keep on drinking water, 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 water like a mad person. There's no need. Body can sustain so nicely. Those who are taking all this, they need water then. They keep on drinking. But otherwise, body doesn't need much. So, this is more for spiritual control. So, our fasting will start today at 5:30. And you, or 6 o'clock you can take. 6 o'clock is a better time. 6 o'clock till 12 noon. Those who want to drink water, they can drink. So that becomes water fasting. Those who want to go for juices, they can have juices. Hydrate well, 2 hourly, 3 hourly, whatever you want. And those who want to go for dry, they go for dry. Anhydrous. That is best thing. That is king. It is supreme. It is param aushadham. There is nothing which can beat it. Nothing in the world. It is king means it is the highest, it is the perfect. Nothing can go beyond it. All things become toxins in front of that. That is the highest level. So when you enter into that, your spiritual practice increases. Your soul consciousness will increase, go to the higher level. Your remembrance in Paramdham will go to the higher level. Your yoga, your body posture, everything, internal healing, internal cleansing, soul cleansing will start. You are reaching a new world, which you had never experienced in last 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. This is the highest. Nothing can beat it. But do it very, very slowly. First start with, yesterday we did for 6 hours. Okay, so today we are extending it to 18 hours. So first diet will be tomorrow, 12 noon, lemon water. If you want, or plain water, or lemon water, or coconut water, whatever. But that will be the first. Don't start eating. Huh? That is dangerous. Go, you have to, how any fool or any donkey can do fast, but to break it takes intelligence. So go very, very slowly. And then after half an hour or then you can have your diet. So we will be beginning today. And then gradually we'll make it a regular practice. Once a week you have to do it. For a healthy persons who don't have any diseases. To stay healthy. Om Shanti.